call the September 15th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Madam Clerk.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much and good evening. First agenda item is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you'd like to say.
My name is Shelley Tesmer, address 6809 South 27th Street. I just wanted to say thank you for putting me on the agenda for item number 13.
Good to see you, Shelley. Anyone else?
Ben Skoronsky, 8642 South 116. I'm here in support of the O'Malley project. I think it's good. Good business, and I think that I should give it 100% support. Thank you.
My name is Gerbert Levitch. I'm at 9901 West Rawson Avenue. I just had attended the licensure committee meeting. My concern is the Hills may has eyes. Given that the COVID-19 has increased in the number of cases over the past week and a half, the governor, as well as the Wisconsin State Health Department, has in the last 4 days, has changed their approach. They're recommending that...
Rich, that door's got to stay open, please.
They're recommending that you not have events, large group gatherings, and the like. Especially with the attendance of universities and schools, and that the COVID positive cases have drastically increased. My request would be to avoid and this year not have the event, period, for the safety of the community, not only Franklin, but the greater Milwaukee community. I'm saying this as a physician and a surgeon. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Jesse Hintz, 8527 West Willow Point Parkway. Later on tonight, the board will consider the expansion of the Pleasant View Park, which would include multiple pickleball courts. Pickleball, as you know, is really expanding in popularity. It's a great way of bringing people in the community, Mr. Mayor, from other cities to show how beautiful our community is. I hope you truly consider passing that resolution to expand the amount of pickleball courts in our community. Thank you.
My name is Paul Marshall, 8930 South 116th Street. I'm just here to support item number 6 with the UDO text amendment. I hope it passes. Thank you.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Todd Niedermeyer from 8757 West Elm Court here in Franklin.
You said no more than 15 pages.
This is my compendium. I'm just here to unofficially represent about 100 people who are very anxious to see improved pickleball facilities in this community, in which we have a small subset of people here that wanted to show up to prove that we really exist. I understand you have a tight agenda tonight with a lot of information on it. We respect that. We support the Plan Commission's recommendation for item G8. For your approval. If you have any questions along the way, I do have plenty of information to support the movement towards the expansion of pickleball, and we greatly appreciate it. Any questions of me?
Just a statement. Don't lift your feet, shuffle them.
Yeah. And don't cross your feet. Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Jacob Malinowski, 5684 Oakwood Street, over across the tracks in Greendale. I was encouraged by a member of the council to come introduce myself to the community of Franklin on the record very briefly. I know you have a 10-page agenda tonight, so I'll be brief. I'm running for state assembly here in the 82nd District, which includes Franklin, and I'm here to make a commitment to the council and to the people of Franklin. What that means is I'm going to show up, listen, do the job, and then get the hell out of the way. Showing up and listening means coming here and actually going to work our state assembly hasn't gone to work in over 150 days while being paid by the taxpayer to do so. It means listening to the problems that a lot of folks around here are speaking about, things like a high tax burden, investments in healthcare and in education. It means doing that job, not just saying I want to lower your taxes, but explaining exactly how. Closing the dark store loophole, which takes $200 to $400 out of the pocket of every property owner here in Franklin. That means expanding shared revenue so that Franklin gets back what it pays into the state. And that means getting representation here in Milwaukee County. A lot of your taxes are taken up by MMSD and the technical school board, and we have no representation on that. And then it means getting the hell out of the way. A member of this council told me very bluntly, stay in your lane, and that's exactly what I think government should do. My dad's a carpenter, and I don't think government is the solution. I don't think it's the problem. I think it's one tool on the tool belt. So my name is Jacob Malinowski. My phone number is 414-460-8621. That will ring this. Please don't test that right now. It will be an interruption. And I'm here to talk, and I'm here to listen. So thanks so much, the council, for giving me this brief time on your crowded agenda.
Thank you. Anyone else? Haven't seen you in a while.
How are you doing, Mr. Mayor?
Good.
Greg Kowalski, 3229 West Drury Lane in Milwaukee. I'm just here to speak in favor of the three items on the agenda, I suppose. It would be the pickleball expansion, Mr. O'Malley's proposal for a swim and tennis club on 76 and Ryan, and the proposed dog park. As probably most of you know, about a decade ago, I was part of a citizens group that was spearheading something very similar in size, just because we recognized the need even then for needs like tennis, pickleball, swimming, at all levels, you know, whether it be just for community-wide purposes, whether it be for the school district, whether it be for private interests. And it's good to see that everything is coming together, it seems, all on the same night. I just, you know, hope that we can, you know, come together, start connecting some of those dots, and, you know, hopefully get something a little more positive for the residents, especially everybody that has been here for a long time, putting lots of tax money into the community, and, you know, waiting for these community recreational amenities for all these years. Thank you.
Good evening. Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allwood Drive. I'm here to speak on the O'Malley proposal. I am fully in support of growing businesses in the area and the community of Franklin. However, I do have concerns about changing the residential and agricultural properties and turning them into a place where a storage facility will be. I am not sure how that's supposed to draw in money from taxpayers and support the rest of the project. I'm wanting to know more details about how the rest of the project, according to the proposal, is going to fund the rest of it, the tennis court and the pool. And if that's coming from Quick Trip, which is a petrol station, I do have serious concerns about it being so close proximity-wise to the wetlands there, and just close to what is another proposal that I'll be speaking to all of you and addressing all of you about later, at a later date, which is the Strauss Band's proposal. And so I just wanna make sure that I can make sure that you guys all see my face or part of it, and know who I am, and know that I am committed to the environment, the community, and the success of businesses in the area. I am a small business owner myself, and how you guys seem to hand out TIFs and allow all of these taxpayers to support some of these businesses and its operations that you guys are supporting, I don't see how it's right. You're supporting millionaires and out-of-state millionaires and people that have excess of money and people like myself in order to get opportunities and bring positive and other things that would actually draw in business to the community, we're squashed, or we have a mountain after mountain after mountain, and then hoops and hoops on fire in order to jump through, in order to be a success. And I don't think we need any more quick trips in the area. You know, there's, I don't know how far the next closest one is, but it just doesn't make sense to put these things in. Part of the reason that I'm a Franklin resident is because I enjoy having nature spaces. I don't want this to turn into Oak Creek or anywhere that has all these buildings. Everywhere you go, there's buildings after building, and no, I mean, a storage facility, I don't get it. Like, we need to be more cognizant of nature and positive jobs and building and sharing with the community. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir, what was your name?
Marcelino Rivera.
Thank you. Anybody else? First, reminds me to remind you that there's official seating in the community room with the right hand as well. Anybody's uncomfortable with the state? And yes, and you can hear it and there is a video. Anyone else who can speak? Okay.
Any additions or corrections to the regular meeting minutes of September 1st?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item E, organizational business, confirmation of the following appointments. James Martins to the Police and Fire Commission, Robert Getz to Economic Development. Any requests for separate action?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Move on to the regular order. Item G1 is a request from request for the fire department participation in Milwaukee County agreement for mutual assistance, and authorize the fire chief to participate in any continued revision and amendment for the shared service operational policy.
So moved.
To approve.
For both?
Second.
Thanks. This is for both shared services agreement and to allow the chief to make modifications to the operational policy. Any other discussion, questions for the chief? This did pass the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council for recommendation for approval yesterday.
Unanimously, I believe.
That's correct. Thank you, Chief.
My pleasure.
Alderman and Chief. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job, Chief.
Thank you.
This is very important. Chief, you want to talk a little bit about why it's important?
Both of these agreements are important because they provide a consistent level of service throughout Milwaukee County. They let us cross borders to send the closest resources to an emergency, and they provide an operational framework to let us all work together once we all arrive on those scenes together. I think it's important to note that it doesn't necessarily get us the efficiencies and the cost savings of merging smaller departments into larger entities. That's where true cost saving is, and we need to keep looking in those directions and working to those avenues. I think Alderman Mayer, as a fellow fire chief in Milwaukee County, would agree that the fire chiefs as a group believe we could do this better, we could provide this service more cheaply, and that comes through working together with our partners. So I will continue to push in that direction.
You want to talk about Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night, as many of you may know, we had a massive fire at Franklin Mobile Estates. All of our resources were committed to another house fire south of Ryan Road. The first two companies were Milwaukee Engine 14 and Truck 8. They came from 13th and College to 27th and College. They got their first
It makes sense to run this way. It makes sense to work together with our partners. They saved multiple trailers and probably even lives. So we owe them a debt of gratitude, and we will continue to strive to work with our partners.
Questions for the chief?
Okay.
Thank you, chief.
Mayor, can I just throw something in here?
Alderman
Mayor. Chief Remington said it very, very succinctly. You know, we can't continue to exist. Each department can't continue to exist on its own. We all want to have our Franklin Fire Department show up to the scene, or whatever name is on the fire engine. But unless we all work together within the county, we're not going to be able to do that going forward. We need to cooperate exactly as Chief Remington stated.
Truth is no one department can provide enough equipment to safely put out a fire quickly in a timely manner. It's just not going to happen.
And there's cost savings as well when we combine and work together, significant cost savings.
Item G2 is a request for council approval of the extension of the agreement between the city of Franklin and Milwaukee County for participation in the Milwaukee County EMS program through 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Questions for the chief? Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 is a request to authorize certain officials to accept the landscape buffer yard easement, part of a 2-lot certified survey map for the Matheson property on Loomis Court, east of South North. Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a question. Are we sure this is the correct certified survey map? Because it says the zoning is R8, R2.
Peggy.
It also doesn't seem to correlate with the legal description. So I'm just wondering.
Mr. City Attorney.
The resolution that's recommended for adoption prepared by Department of City Development as subject to further review by department staff and technical corrections by the city attorney. So I think staff heard your questions and they can look at that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know what I'm voting on, so I'm probably not going to support that. Thank you.
Is there action on this side?
Yeah, let's move this on. I'll make a motion to approve with those additional conditions that staff and the city attorney will scrub this first before it's finished.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item G4 is the next item on that particular cleanup action, which is a conservation easement for this 2-lot certified survey map. There are the same conditions on it.
Same conditions. Motion to approve.
Second.
Let's just forego the theatrics. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm? No discussion. Aye. Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Move on to G5, which is a concept, a review for commercial development proposal for 6 lots, which will propose to include a storage facility, a quick trip, a health club, which includes a tennis court and a pool on 76th and Ryan. Mr. O'Malley. Glenn, can you get him set up with a microphone, please?
It's good to see everyone again.
Be very friendly with the microphone.
All right.
I appreciate being able to come in front of everyone and have a chance to talk about the property right on the southeast corner of 76 and Ryan. I don't know, because I've never had to do a concept review before, if in the past I know that Plan Commission shows some of the pictures and there's a chance to talk about it, if that's how this is handled, or should I just continue just explaining what I'm looking to do, or can I have...
Do you have pictures?
Everything that I submitted, I assumed, because I had it on the drive and I had it in hard copies, was going to be available at this meeting, so that you could have a copy of actually seeing what I'm talking about.
It's in your back. You should have realized that we had
nothing for the public.
All right. Well, I guess. All right. Well, not having it to show what it looks like up on the screen makes it a little bit more difficult to describe what I'm talking about. Certainly, it'd be helpful to share that with everyone. The idea that I would like to present, it's a 27-acre site. It's a site that has been at a location that has not had any, truly, we haven't had any companies truly come in asking what's going to be available to develop. And I believe I came up with a great suggestion of how to develop the site. I really don't know that I believe with two other large corners that all three of our corners are going to be developed with, grocery stores on all three. So I'm proposing a site that can be developed across the front with access across the back to the properties along Ryan Road. And then, maybe I've got a better drawing to bring up. I didn't... And I apologize. I assumed I was just going to come because we had brought everything with us that would be available to look at. So the drawing shows that there's the corner of the property, but I guess I'm going to use the screen to try to talk about the project. No? Okay. All right. So on the drawing, you've got to the north a property here, and you got a property here. The sewer came in when it was proposed, came in directly at this point, and this is the MMSD, and it came down to a point, went over to here, comes down, and then across out through here. I know that this is a 33-acre commercial site. This is a site that I don't know if it's been out what's going to happen on this property yet, so I'm not going to discuss it. But my proposal was to have the one access as a main access onto Ryan Road here as a full access, with a right-in, right-out access at a point somewhere in this area. The property was going to be subdivided with a road, not a frontage road, but it's a collector road that comes across the back, and then it ties in with the street that comes down from above, and then it would cul-de-sac down here. There would be that Quick Trip, and I do not want to say that Quick Trip is the only option. It's just that we have negotiations going on, so I don't have my contract yet with them, but they have shown strong interest that they would like to be at this location, not at the actual corner, but here because of the traffic flow coming across as a four-directional location. I've done a traffic study, and certainly this is what it's proposing as the location. It also meets up with a future loop that would come across to the north as well. The traffic coming down, and again, going back out to 76th Street, gives access that I'm not necessarily getting all sorts of access, but one right-in, right-out location. The size of the first parcel is large enough that it could be subdivided into three commercial outlots. The fourth being where I'm using the name Quick Trip, the street, and then, of course, another parcel on the other side of the street here. The land to the south, abutting the parkland, is where I had proposed, plus using this being the southern exposure, being the side of the face that would have the pool. So it's not being, you know, looking to that direction, but looking out to the south, taking in the sun and so forth. I had asked about the idea of connecting to the River Parkway bike path in some way. I'm not sure how that would be accomplished, but it would be terrific to tie into it to this pool and tennis area over here. The pool and tennis area is a seasonal idea. It may be that the tennis would be available to be turned into an indoor, possibly, but in the drawing I submitted, it was an outdoor pool and tennis. It was actually a combination of tennis and pickleball courts that were shown on the drawing. And then, of course, there was just the balance of land that was off onto the along 76th Street. Anyway, the proposal for this was that it was going to be a pool that had both an adult side and a kid side, so that unlike what they do up in Greendale, and they close down for 15, 10 minutes every hour for adult swim, this was going to have it just to be adults were on one side, which would include a few, three hot tubs, and then also I would require a liquor license and food permit, because it would also have a kind of a swim-up area for getting food and beverage also. So as I said, the top part of it would be then a restaurant. So it's on the lower level, it would be the locker rooms and the just coming in, but the upper level would have been a restaurant with a balcony looking kind of down onto the area here, and it would be a year-round restaurant. So then the parking that's here is adequate for both the restaurant and the pool and areas. I've had, now where I'd like to go is to describe the self-storage. So that is my primary business, is self-storage. If you go on to any of my websites, they're all drive-in self-storages. So you have these where you don't see any self-storage outside. It is exclusively, you drive into the building. It could be snowing outside, and it's just, you can park. It's you're out of the elements. If it's raining, it's super hot. Actually, the company that was involved in the design and such, I'd like to, in fact, bring up one of the designers to describe it. But I'll do that in a moment if you have questions. I'm not going to just jump into that, but if you have questions, it is a very, from the outside, it looks like a three-story office building. So it doesn't have the image that I think people have of self-storage. That's maybe the outside. Self-storage has really changed a lot, too. I don't think most people realize how different self-storage is used today. Certainly the kind that I'm proposing has it to be used by businesses quite a bit. And certainly COVID has shown our industry a much bigger business, too. What that business now is a lot of people who have now had jobs living or working out of their home are now utilizing that they can use this storage space to also be kind of an extension of their office. So it has been a growing thing that way. It's also been a growing way for families as they are getting older. They will lose a loved one, and a lot of times they don't wish to get rid of all these memories. So they do hold on to some of the things, and in fact, they in time will give it out to any of the family members. And of course, millennials are a biggest group of people that use self-storage. They're the number one group. Most millennials today are not making home investments. They're choosing to be more mobile, and they're looking for, you know, the place that they'd stay at. But they use the self-storage as an extension of their living space. And it's, you know, self-storage has been a wonderful industry for many reasons. It doesn't add anything for kids whatsoever to the community. It doesn't have a traffic volume. That traffic is an issue. It's certainly not a light pollution, a smell pollution, and all the other typical negatives about any kind of industry. It has one positive, though. It does pay well in taxes. So as with what is the benefit to the city, it has a non-negative impact. It's a very low impact type business, but yet has a great return for tax reasons. So I don't know if anybody and everybody can see it, but the building itself is, as you can tell, it looks longer. It's because of there's the door here at this end. As you travel inside, as I mentioned, there's elevator shafts inside. So as you're pulling through, not only are there elevator shafts that can take you to the second or third floor, there's also breeze doors that open up if you're going into the first floor of the space. It's also got direct garage doors too. So right from the drive lane, there are those units that can open up right on the drive lane as well. And again, one unique thing about this building, I'm actually using this as a prototype for other ones that I'd like to be building in nationally, in fact, is it has the space to the back. It's very common that the example of an auction house. Now, it's not what you think of. I think when I think of auction house, it's every other week. And how it happens, it works, is a lot of people when they're moving, unless you have a large estate where you can actually afford for a company to come in and mark your things and they can be sold as an estate situation. If you don't have that, maybe you have a much smaller estate and it's not as much, you don't know what to do with these things. And a lot of people, and I'm going back to the older generation, they really are a huge, to them, they love the convenience of a company that can come in, help them with their moving, because we offer the moving as well to help in that part. We help either move it to the next place where they're moving to with anything that they have extra. We have that then that we sell off. And then when that gets sold off, the proceeds are helping them to pay for all this stuff to happen. And again, you know, when you lose that loved one, your world gets upside down. By the way, I'm happy to introduce my wife, Stephanie, who were both widowers. I lost my wife. We were married for 24 years. She was the best friend and wife you could have. And Stephanie lost her husband also, and we met on an airplane. So anyway, She does speak English, but she's from South Africa. Anyway.
Congratulations,
Stephanie. Thank you. But the thing about it is I know that this is a subject that I heard. This is a new thing, too, social media. I've never been in a meeting where everybody's discussed the whole project before I even had a chance to see anybody. So I've seen on Facebook, there is obviously a Facebook page that is added a lot of the pictures you're looking at. So coming out the back end of the building, it's just the entrance or exit of the door. It's also a loading dock, a full for a tractor trailer type, and with the glass facing inside to the auction area. This inside the drive lane is the area of that same auction area. It gets the way it works is if this table was to be put in it, once it's before it gets moved, it's an iPad. We take a picture. We have a thing that gets on it. It knows exactly. Everybody knows where that table goes. So if it says that goes to the next house, but if it goes to the auction, it goes to the auction.